Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
And now, live on 670 The Score and on the Odyssey app, it's Anthony Herron, former NFL defensive lineman and Iowa Hawkeye, football analyst for 670 The Score, Fox Sports, Sirius XM, Big Ten Network, and NBC Sports. Anthony Herron on 670 The Score.
Get it up.
Shot. Sit. For the better part of the next 2 hours, I am your voice. This is Anthony Herron on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Guests, join us on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. And if any additional news breaks, breaking news on the Score, it's brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. I know you woke up this morning wondering if it was real. Could this be your life? Is this legit? And yes, here to remind you yet again, the evening edition of Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Yes, your Chicago Bears are in first place in the NFC North Division. Your wildest dreams, your hopes, your aspirations were probably not at this level. You did not expect the Bears, through 10 games, through 11 weeks of National Football League action, that they would be not only in first place, but resounding first place, 7-3. Like, not they're teetering around 500 and the division is much more woeful than any of us thought it would be. NFC North still making a fairly strong case as the best division in football this year, one of the two best at least. And here are the Bears just continuing to run off win after win, victory after victory. 7 out of the last 8 times they've taken the field, they have come out victorious. And so now, in my opinion, the conversation that I was already curious, wondering, anticipating if it would shift, and in my opinion, it shifted. It's begun to tilt a little bit. I know we had, what was it, the Sean Sears. What we have the other night, the Northern Lights. Is that right? Did you go check out the Northern Lights the other night? Were you outside, like, holding your cell phone in the air the other night, Sean, trying to see the green sky or whatever it was?
I saw that on social media, but I did not see it by me.
Okay, too much light pollution. You're right.
Exactly. Yeah, too much Wrigley Field. The Chris Kendall Mark's right next to me. You know.
Right. I feel you. I do. So I tried it. I checked it out the other night, but maybe you, like me, didn't see it as clearly, as crisply, as you were hoping to, as you thought maybe you'd be able to. But this Bears season, as the team continues to win games, the conversation does shift. It does tilt, just like the Earth rotating on its axis. And, you know, trying to kind of explain to the 8-year-old son sometimes where he's wondering, like, how come it's darker so early this part of the year and what does it mean? And so it's cold now, but you're saying it's cold, but I still want to wear shorts outside. I'm trying to describe to him because he's got a very analytical mind. I wonder where he gets that from. And so I'm trying to describe to him there are certain parts of the year where it doesn't make as much sense. It's not as sensible to try and wear a t-shirt and shorts outside. So we can expect this. This doesn't need to catch you off guard on an annual basis, that certain parts of the year in this part of the country, the weather will shift, the wardrobe with it should be adjusted, the sun will leave our visibility at earlier points in the day, so it's going to get dark earlier. And in the end, this is just how things are going to operate. But it's not something that happens overnight. We can see this coming. You can feel it progressing later into the summer, early into the fall. Then we're, you know, falling back after we sprung forward earlier in the year. So we can feel that happening. With the Bears, it's a lot quicker than I think many of us thought would be the case. I'm sure you had a goofball in your friend group or in your family somewhere who said Super Bowl, who said division title, who said Ben Johnson was going to make this thing happen right off the bat. But you didn't believe him. You know you didn't. I damn sure didn't. And yet here we are. November 17th, 2025. The Bears, 10 games into this season, have a lead, a solo lead. They are all alone atop the NFC North. They're 7-3, Green Bay 6-3-1, Detroit 6-4, Minnesota 4-6. And so when I say that the conversation has shifted, what I mean by that is because for so many years, with first round pick at QB after first round pick at QB, the way we viewed the Bears has been largely, for most of those years, there's the 2018 season with Mitchell Trubisky, year two for him, year one for Matt Nagy, where that felt like this magical run. And regardless of how we saw the development of the quarterback that year, the Bears, largely led by the Vic Fangio defense, very quickly, and with that Khalil Mack acquisition, the Bears very quickly announced, they let us know that they were in it to win it. They were going to be a playoff team. They eventually won the division and had the double doink. This season, in year one for Ben Johnson, year two for Caleb Williams, so there are some parallels between how 2025 is developing so far and how 2018 ended up playing out. And one thing for me that has tilted the conversation is because I think the city in large was largely unsold on Mitchell Trubisky when the Bears first drafted him. I was there in the media workroom in Dallas. The name was said. Everybody kind of let out this collective gasp, looking around like, wait, did they really take that guy? They know who else is on the board? And then as Mitch got here, we're watching him look fairly overwhelmed. And, you know, a lot of folks were kind of in wait-and-see mode. With Caleb, as much as there's been question about some of the off-field things, his demeanor and fingernails and all the other silliness that surrounded Caleb coming into this process, the physical attributes, the potential, the excitement that was there about his college accolades and the accomplishments there, the height of the ceiling for Caleb has, for the most part, been largely reported. Most people have felt like this is a quarterback of immense talent, but how quickly from his rookie season to his second year with the new head coach, could the winning be realized? And so from Mitchell Trubisky to Justin Fields to Caleb Williams, first-round quarterback after first-round quarterback, the majority of these seasons, the majority of the last nearly a decade now, of all of us evaluating the Bears, has been more so through the lens of, can this quarterback become great to then force the team to be great, to force this franchise to be great, to allow Bears fans to just recognize that that one individual can save the day. This is a season now with the Bears at 7-3 and very apparent signs of the development of quarterback Caleb Williams, repeated data points about the way that he rises up late in games, makes plays, makes big time throws. You go back to the rookie season, we've seen it over and over again this year as well. All that cobbled into the evaluation of where Caleb is at right now. My reminder to you is that he is not a finished product. This is not the period at the end of the Caleb sentence in his development. But what's really cool about where the Bears are at right now is that they have a 7-3 record. They've won 7 out of their last 8 games. They are first place in the NFC North. And there's still more to accomplish. There's still more to prove. There's still more development on the way. And I don't get the impression that Caleb Williams is as good as he's ever going to be. I don't get the impression that Colston Loveland is as good as he's ever going to be, that Darnell Wright is at his best as of yet, or Roma Dunze, or Luther Burden, or Kyle Manungai, or Austin Booker. There are so many young and talented playmakers who are a part of the formula that's gotten the Bears off to this start, and it is just a start. Past the halfway point of the season, but there's still 2 months to go just in the regular season, let alone if they end up making the playoffs. But what's so awesome about where they're at right now is that I don't think I'm alone in this anymore. I started talking about this with the Midday Show about a month ago, where I told Raheemy Harris and Grody, if the Bears continue to win, what you need to be prepared for is that the development of the quarterback, Caleb Williams, is not going to be, should not continue to be, the main focus of the goals, because an individual season in the National Football League cannot be wasted, cannot be tossed aside, cannot be something that, regardless of the results, you just view it as important to one individual. If it feels like there's an opportunity to be excellent. And right now, at 7-3, the question of whether or not the Bears are good, that question is answered. You're not 7-3 in the National Football League if you're not at least good. Can the Bears become excellent? That, to me, is the most legitimate question about where they're at right now. Because their offense has been the driving force behind victories. Their defense has been the driving force behind victories. Their special teams has been the driving force behind some victories this season as well. When you can find ways to win games, do it in late and dramatic fashion, and do it over and over and over again, and have it not only be one phase of your football team that you've counted on to help you get to this point, there's a completeness to this football team. There are holes that are there, and you've heard me on this station and others, other platforms, describe some of the holes that the Bears have. But they found a way to get to this point with this record by all three phases of their team in individual games, having huge moments, making big plays to seize victory at times from the jaws of defeat. So that's at least a good team. That's apparent right now. Can they become excellent? Can they become great? Can they work their way towards becoming one of the elite teams in football? That's where I'm at with the Bears. I will continue to watch every single snap that Caleb Williams plays, and I will continue to evaluate it to the nth degree. But as far as what's highest on my radar as far as what I have, what I'm most eager to continue to see. I'm really eager to continue to watch Caleb play football and see how great he might become. But as it relates specifically to 2025, you get to 7-3 and you're in first place in this division. I don't care if Caleb attempts 10 passes in a game. If the Bears win and maintain first place, I'm good with that for now. I've seen this guy make a bunch of plays, and I'm trusting where he and Ben Johnson and that combination can continue to take things for the Bears offense. But for an individual game plan, it's not to me about the development of the quarterback and how many positions Ben Johnson can put him in to do big things and continue to watch whether or not his wheels are spinning fast enough or if his eggs look scrambled or anything else. Win games. That's what I'm about right now. And if Caleb is behind center doing that, I'm not overly concerned with whether or not he looks like one of the top five quarterbacks in football while they do it. Just win, baby. That's where I'm at with the 2025 version of the Chicago Bears. Be able to have some conversation with our guests throughout the night about that topic as well. We'll look forward to having conversations with you also, as is always the case, just like when I was on the post-post show yesterday evening. We will open up the phone lines a bit later in the show. Looking forward to that convo when we get you guys involved. But for now, I'm going to get out of the way a bit so I can invite my guy Chris Emma into the conversation. You're listening, by the way, to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clip. So we will keep some Bears conversation rolling with our Bears beat reporter, Chris Emma. We'll do that next on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We're back live with more Anthony Herrick on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Just to piggyback on yesterday, proud of the way that we stay together and stay connected for 60 minutes. You know, it's hard to win in this league, and thought our guys did a phenomenal job finding a way in a hostile environment, just like we talked about. You know, they were in, getting a nice lift today, flushing out of their system, and we'll get back to work here on Wednesday.
It's Ben Johnson addressing the assembled media today. Did so via Zoom on a Victory Monday. Now, I don't know that the Bears themselves have acquired a taste for Victory Chicken like we have at the Score. I hope they have, but today it was via Zoom with Ben Johnson addressing the media after yet another victory for his Chicago Bears. I'm Anthony Herron. This is Score Evenings on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I'm taking you up to Bulls basketball here on The Score, by the way. Tonight, the Bulls road trip continues in Denver against the Nuggets. Pregame coverage is coming up at 7:45. Tip off at 8 on The Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts. But let's go out right now to The Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. My guy, Chris Emma, has made his way to the studio. It is Emma time. What's happening, man? How you doing this evening, Chris?
Big Ant, what up, buddy? Happy Victory Monday.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I don't know. When you guys get a chance to be there in person, is the spread any different after a Bears win, when you're actually getting to be there at Halas Hall? Do they, you know, disperse any different snacks than they do after they lose?
Today is a studio day for me, so Victory Chicken was in the house, but I missed it all. I came by, it was all picked over. I had Victory Chicken Caesar salad from Just Salad downstairs. So, an ideal consolation prize, wanted to keep it light anyways, and got a taste of victory.
Yeah, I like it, man. I mean, we got the holidays upon us. We know what's going to happen with Thanksgiving and other holidays that are going to approach. Don't want to have that waistline getting away from us too much.
That's right. That's right. I'm like Pavlov's dog trained these days, too. Like, every Monday I come in, like, oh, the Bears won again. What's the chicken? Like, if they ever lose a game here, I'm going to be like, well, where's the chicken? What happened? And we're spoiled these days, aren't we, Big Ant?
Yeah, man. It's a different world than where we came from. We got to get used to this thing. Hopefully, it continues. And my impression of Ben Johnson's tone, just watching his press conference, I'm curious for your thoughts, just in, you know, it is getting deeper into the season. There's a lot on the plate of a head coach and the players, and so he's still in grind mode. I don't get the sense that Ben Johnson is kind of sitting back, basking in the glow of being first place in the division. Do you?
No, and I appreciate the way that he has been measured and presented these victories. And it's not talk with him. This isn't some act. I saw the video of him walking in from the field yesterday, and he had this look of almost anger on his face, as if he's so process-driven and detail-oriented and wanting to get this thing to the level he's expected it. Like, he's not thrilled right now when they're winning games, and that's great. He brings such an intense demeanor every game and every time he steps between those lines for practice, and everybody in that building follows the lead of Ben Johnson. He's the tone setter. He's the new standard that everybody is chasing because he's the guy at the top. He's the one in charge, and he's making it clear to these guys, this is great. Let's celebrate good, better, best. Never let it rest, but let's get to watch that film on Monday and get this thing figured out because they're not playing good enough football yet. The beauty of this, though, is you look around the league, there's this big glob of average to above average teams and even good teams. There's very few great teams, if any, out there in the league. I would say right now that the Eagles, in my mind, are the standard in the league. They're that top team. They've got a ton of flaws. You tune into any sports radio station, hopefully an Odyssey station, around the country right now, you're going to hear the same talk, poking holes in teams that are winning games. It's good to be in that situation now for the Bears. You want to keep stacking these victories, building this thing the right way, and Ben Johnson is ensuring they are getting there.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because in cities all around this country, with NFL teams that are losing games, NFL teams that are right around 500, and a number of teams with fantastic records, there are still fans everywhere saying, this isn't good enough, why aren't we doing this better? And I do think, because we lock in so much on what's happening with the Bears, their flaws, and, you know, where we worry and concern ourselves with the idea that some opponent will exploit those flaws, as though somehow our team is the only one making these mistakes. But so it's a really noteworthy reminder that you give folks there that, yeah, the Bears are imperfect, but so is every other team in football this year. Does that seem, does there seem to be maybe enhanced parity in this season's version of the NFL?
More than I can ever remember. Yeah, it's just been the case. And it's beautiful, right? This is what the NFL wants every year. This is what the league seeks out, is having this kind of parity, having these many teams in the mix here. That's why they expanded the playoff the way they did a few years back. And, you know, the Lions were the gold standard of the North for the last couple of years. They were a team right there on the cusp of trying to make a Super Bowl run. They're on the outside looking into the playoff picture right now after losing in Philly. And it's parity all around. I think the ideal example, the biggest quote-unquote upset this season was the Bills losing to a Dolphins team I thought was one of the worst in football. Like, any team can beat any team on any given Sunday. And that's not just me saying that. Ben Johnson said that a couple days ago, talking about the parity that exists in this league and understanding that what you're doing now doesn't matter in a few weeks from now or a few months from now. It's just about the continued process of seeking improvement and getting this thing better and better. And look, I believe that the Bears will be a better team in a few weeks from now and a month from now. And who knows where you are if and when you get into January hoping for a deeper run. Like, I trust in Ben Johnson's process-driven idea that this team is going to continue to improve and ascend. And he said, even in September, I believe it was, saying that the goal is to be playing your best football in December and into January. And everything he's done along the way is about setting course for that agenda.
Chris Emma, our Bears analyst here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, is my guest on the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas hotline. And Emma, with this 7-3 record and being first place in the division, I've found myself kind of anticipating this in recent weeks. And now I do feel that I'm officially here. I'm in the position of still being eager to watch Caleb Williams develop, because so many of the seasons of watching the Bears closely has been tied almost exclusively because the team goals haven't seemed like they have much of a chance of being realized. So much of the way we viewed the Bears lately has been through the lens of whether or not this quarterback can develop into something great. I still want Caleb to develop into something great, but for this season, we're at a point now where the team goals, the team development, the team aspirations for me now outweighs any angst I have over Caleb specifically. Where's your sliding scale on that kind of Caleb's development versus just this team going for the gusto?
Yeah, it's twofold in my mind. It's both. I want to see both. I want to see the Bears continue to develop Caleb Williams into becoming a franchise quarterback, and I want to see the Bears win games and mark progress. And progress was defined for me loosely this season. My agenda, my expectation was 9-8, and everything has gone exactly as I forecasted in my preseason prediction, with the exception of flipping the outcomes of the Vikings game. I had them winning the opener, losing yesterday. I had them 9-8. It was despite a 7-3 start. I'm willing to go over on my 9 wins now. I think this team I believe in this team more than I did preseason. I believe in the development of this roster. And there's so many specific examples of individuals who have taken that jump and made strides. Or some unheralded player, Nashawn Wright, who you weren't thinking about back in the start of training camp, who's become a key player on this defense. Guys who you believe in, you buy into this. But at the same time, to your point, you want to see Caleb Williams be that player too. You want to see him be the reason why they're winning games. And I'm not just talking about leading a comeback as he did last week at Soldier Field and beating the Giants and doing that, having those moments. I want to see him have those 300-plus yard performances where he's lighting it up and they can't keep up with this Bears offense. And I think this offense is going to continue to progress. I think growth isn't necessarily linear, but it's happening. And I think it's going to continue to get better under Ben Johnson's watch, because I trust in Ben Johnson and I trust in Caleb Williams. All the talent and everything you need to connect is right there between those two. I think they will guide this offense forward towards sustained success into being a more prolific, consistent attack. It's funny to say this, by the way, about a group that ranks in the top 10 in most key categories, but you're watching these games. It's not quite passing the eye test as a top 10 looking offense. I think by December, you're going to see that unit get closer to looking like that every game. I think you're going to see them putting up more yards, putting up more sustained drives, not settling for field goals as much as touchdowns. And on the other side of the coin, I think this defense is going to look a lot different in the next couple weeks when you get Jalen Johnson back, TJ Edwards back, Kyler Gordon back. This defense has held serve and done really admirably despite all the injuries. I give a ton of credit to what Dennis Allen has done in sustaining a unit and making it functional, if not a strength at times. I think this defense could be a great strength down the stretch as it gets cold and you're playing some games in difficult weather and different circumstances. I think this defense is going to really look like its best form once you get those guys healthy. I'm excited to see this team play some complimentary football, and I think that's on the cusp here.
Chris Emma, our guest here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, covers the Chicago Bears and a wide variety of Chicago teams for The Score and WBBM. You can find him on social media at CEmma670. And I saw Dan Orlovsky, former NFL quarterback, ESPN NFL analyst. He tweeted a little bit earlier that Caleb's QBR right now when using play action is 80, which, you know, QB rating, it's different than a pass efficiency rating, just some sort of random metric or like war. It's kind of subjective, but it's kind of analytical. But apparently Caleb is third highest in the NFL in his QBR when using play action, and also has 795 pass yards from under center, which is fourth most in the NFL. So when you factor in that Caleb in his college offense was virtually never under center, and now here in his second year in the NFL, first year with Ben Johnson, and Ben Johnson has gotten him to the point where his most effective throws as a passer are from under center and utilizing play action. What does that say to you about the combination of Johnson and Williams and what that indicates about this season, and more importantly, what it indicates they'll be capable of moving forward?
It tells me you have a head coach slash play caller in Ben Johnson who wants to play to the strengths of his quarterback. And this was something that the play action, the under center stuff that we talked about back in the offseason and as they were really developing this offense. And I'll take it back to January when Ben Johnson was hired and he said, like, I'm paraphrasing here, but that he was going to build a scheme around his players. And that starts, of course, at quarterback and fitting it for Caleb Williams. And I love that. I love that so much because you look around the league and you look at so many failures between head coach and quarterback, and often there's a disconnect of what kind of style of scheme you want to have. And we've seen it here in Chicago where, I'll take it to Matt Nagy. I'll say the names, Matt Nagy, Mitch Trubisky, where Matt Nagy was so intent on fitting Mitch Trubisky into his offense as opposed to playing an offense that fit Mitch Trubisky best. There are countless examples of this around the league where you've got a play caller who says, you're going to fit my scheme, you're going to play this way, and you're going to have to make this work and improve with it. Ben Johnson's not that guy. His offense will continue to evolve over the years. He's going to find different wrinkles for this scheme. He's going to find different things around the league. It's going to evolve over and over again in time with certain emphasis, such as running the football and having that effective run game as the backbone of the foundation. But he's going to continue to do what fits best for his offense. And ideally, if this is a long-term marriage, as you hope it is between Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson, where you're talking, as Caleb said, 10, 15 plus years together, that's the goal, then you're playing to the strength of your quarterback. You're continuing to build what he needs. And I love that. You don't have that enough where, let's call it what it is, it's an ego thing. A lot of these coaches have an ego that you're going to make my scheme work and you're going to develop in this, and they don't want to do it a different way. Ben Johnson doesn't have an ego. He wants to win football games. He wants to develop a quarterback. He wants to do this all the right way. And what you see, just the play action, the under center stuff is a great example of how Ben Johnson is trying to cater his scheme to his quarterback and to his personnel.
There have been points, of course, where the backup quarterback is the most popular person in town. I think, at least for the moment, people seem fairly satisfied with the Bears starting QB. That can also be said at times for a place kicker. And for Cairo Santos to still an imperfect performance, he misses the 45-yarder, but then drills the 48-yard game winner after several other makes. And actually, his kickoff game as well, like that opening kickoff that Price couldn't return, couldn't field it. The Bears get the ball on the 20. A lot of directional kickoffs there as well, allowing the kickoff coverage to do what it did, to have a field position advantage. So maybe Cairo's best game of the season here. Jake Moody is still on the practice squad, but
not anymore.
Cairo and Richard Hightower in general, just the Bears special teams. We'd love your thoughts on where they sit.
Well, I don't know if you saw it, but Jake Moody is now a Washington Commanders. So there's no more kicking controversy. He was plucked off the Bears practice squad. That move is going to become official soon. It's Cairo Santos' job, and any sense of a controversy or a competition there is now gone. And I think yesterday kind of gives you an appreciation for Cairo Santos. What you said, just the ability to craft different kicks. I love golf, Big Ant. I love playing golf. And I would love to be that guy who just rips it 300 plus off the driver every time and be that guy, but it's hard to do. And so often when I'm swinging hard, I'm hitting it out of bounds or not hitting it where I need to be. I've learned to slow it down. And my point I'm trying to make is sometimes you're just fine putting it out there and getting what you need for the accuracy as opposed to the distance. He's an accuracy kicker. He's one of the most, I believe he's the most accurate kicker in Bears history as we presently speak here. 4 out of 5 yesterday, that miss was tough. He wants that one back. He's got that ability to craft kicks the right way without having that power. And you're sacrificing, yes, you're not hitting those 55 to 60 plus yarders like some of these other kickers are doing, but those kickers, for the exception of maybe a Brandon Aubrey or some of these like unicorn kickers, are not hitting consistently. Jake Moody has that big leg. You know, he's going to bring it to Washington, but he didn't have the accuracy. And let's not lose sight of how important that accuracy and that consistency is, where especially for an offense like this we have in Chicago, where it's been good and it's shown promise, but it also sputters a lot. You got to be okay settling for those field goals. Those field goals made the difference in yesterday's game when that offense kept coming up short in plus territory and you had to settle for 3 instead of 7. Cairo Santos made a huge difference in that game. And you mentioned it, it's some of the stuff on the kickoffs as well. He doesn't have that big booming leg like Torrey Taylor, but he's able to craft around these rules and do things the right way. And those guys love him in that locker room, certainly on that special teams unit. And he won that game for them yesterday.
Last one before I let you run, Chris. The comparison with Ben Johnson and his former boss, current Lions head coach Dan Campbell, and Dan Campbell has again taken over as offensive play caller in Detroit. But the aggression on fourth downs that Ben Johnson has been willing to show here with the Bears, but I don't get the feeling that he's reckless about it at all. And that's one of the more impressive things to me about Ben Johnson as a young head coach, his first time with the big whistle, that he does seem to have a feel for managing the game and trying to manage things in a way that suit the moment, suit the flow of the action on the field. And it's not always just about, you know, full out aggression with offense and fourth downs and trick plays at all times. He seems to try and just execute things in a way that suit where the game is being crafted. And that's really impressed me. But what stands out to you about Ben Johnson, the head coach and overall manager of games?
I've been struck by the fact that he's not been overwhelmed by juggling both duties, being the head coach and being the play caller. And that's something that a lot of these guys, especially in their first year, really struggle with. I think Ben Johnson has built in things the right way around him where he has people in his head that he trusts and he listens to them. Harrison Freed, who runs the game ops for him, is the voice in his head about how you call timeouts and what you're doing in these situations where he can get the play call in time for Caleb Williams to get it in the huddle and you spit everything out. You're not having delayed games or pre-snap issues there. But he's able to manage a game. He's able to manage when you're at the 40-yard line and you've got to get those three plays to get Cairo Santos into field goal range. What are you doing in that spot? How are you handling that situation where you want the Vikings to burn your timeouts? You want to get a little bit closer for Cairo to make that kick. He's not been overwhelmed by anything in terms of splitting those duties. And that's something that often overwhelms these guys. And so often when a team is struggling, you get an offensive-minded head coach, their default is, I'm handing over play calling duties. And it's a little bit of a falling on the sword thing. It's also trying to save yourself and change something up. And Ben Johnson's asset as a play caller is so strong that I wasn't concerned. I was willing to take the risk that he might have some game management gaffes. And it's okay. I was fine with taking that risk. But he's not had any really egregious game management gaffes. Maybe a couple in the season opener, but he's learned from those. He's admitted to his mistakes, and he's worked around those. And I've just been really impressed by how he's handled both responsibilities with firm decisiveness and understanding what he needs to do to be successful in this job.
Chris Emma, you are the goods, my friend. Appreciate you. And I'm glad you enjoyed a little victory salad when the chicken was already scoured through by everyone else at the station.
Yeah, we've been getting victory chicken every week now. So I guess you got to see how many more we got here. But Bears have been playing fun football. It's been exciting to watch.
No doubt about that, my friend. Keep up the fantastic work, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Take care.
That is Chris Emma, our Bears reporter here at Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And just a note for you to make sure you head out to Captain Jack's at Beverages in Oak Forest this Thursday from 5:30 to 7 p.m. You can meet Layla Rahimi and register for your chance to win a pair of passes to attend Football After Dark with Nashawn Wright at Moretti's in Bedford Park on December 2nd. It's all brought to you by Remy Martin, VSOP. This is my city. It's a couple of rallying cries that have really bookended some of the more fun moments and time periods we've had in our Chicago sports fandom. We got one that's rolling through the city, rolling through the sports landscape right now with the Chicago Bears. But I want your thoughts on a comparison with good, better, best versus what time is it? I'll describe that in a moment, and I want you to get involved in the conversation at 312-644-6767. Some of you might be a bit too young to know what I mean when I ask you what time is it. I know some of you know exactly what I mean, though. We'll get into it next on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Green on in, gentlemen!
Good, better, best!
Good, better, best!
Never let it rest!
Never let it rest!
It's gonna get better!
It's gonna get better!
You better get better!
You better get better!
Bears on three! 1, 2, 3!
Bears!
We're back live with more Anthony Herron on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Oh, man. Brings back memories. Being in locker rooms, Victoria's locker rooms. It's a lot of things you wait for afterwards. You come into the locker room after a game. More often than not, at some point, pretty soon after everyone gets in there, you say the Lord's Prayer, you get up, you have a lot of camaraderie, a lot of cheering, some joy, guys high-fiving and hugging and shouting. And the funniest part is, everybody's on a knee. You finish the Lord's Prayer and you get up. Everybody starts cursing and shelling and yelling and shouting curse words everywhere. It's like, wait a minute. We just got done praying. Why is everyone cursing already? This doesn't feel like one thing belongs with the other. So you get done with everybody saying the Lord's Prayer and you get up there, bleep, yeah, bleep this, bleep those bleepers. I always found that so hilarious. Where you finish with that moment and then you get in, everyone shouting curse words and expletives, and then it's time for a speech from the coach and then usually some sort of a rallying cry that follows afterwards. So in the football space, the one that's sweeping the nation is, of course, the one that you heard there from Bears coach Ben Johnson, or BJ, as one of the callers yesterday on the post-post show referenced him as, a caller from the state of Michigan who watched a lot of Ben Johnson as Lions offensive coordinator, who was just lovingly referring to him as BJ, which I thought was cute. But in my childhood, growing up as a Bulls fan in the 90s, just passionate about all Chicago sports, there was also a Chicago-based rallying cry that was not only sweeping the nation, not only sweeping the basketball world, but it got to a point where it felt like this thing was sweeping the planet. Let him hear it, Sean. What time is it? Now, if you have a certain age, you know exactly what that meant. You knew exactly what was coming. You knew what it was before I even had Sean Sears play that for you. Because the Chicago Bulls, it was Cliff Levingston, if I'm not mistaken, who was the player at the time that got everyone rallied around and got everyone gathered up and started yelling that and just shouting that. And everybody on the Bulls, as they were gathered around getting ready to take the court beforehand, was prepared for that being kind of the final moment, the final cheer, the final rallying cry before the Bulls would take the court. So that was a pregame rallying cry. What we get from the Bears and Ben Johnson, more of a postgame rallying cry.
Doing better, after victory.
That's right. So for me, through my lens, my anticipation, and I don't know for sure, this is something that's been a part of Ben Johnson's life for a long time. I'm guessing at some point we'll get an abbreviated version of this. I mean, you know, who knows for sure if that's where this thing goes, but if the Bears continue to be successful, if Ben Johnson continues to be a noteworthy head coach, if he wins a bunch of games, who knows? If he even wins championships, this is going to become a well-known part of his brand, and other folks out there are going to want this as a part of their brand as well. But right now, frankly, it's way too long. Like, if you're going to have gear, if it's going to be trademarked, if it's going to be associated with a lot of folks out there shouting this stuff, good, better, best, never let it rest till your good is better and your better is best. And like, it's good. It works. It's nice. And I think a lot of folks are getting to the point where they're starting to memorize it. But the part Sean just played for you, the very abbreviated version, just those three words, that to me is much easier to brand. Play just that short version again.
Doing better, Ben!
That to me is plenty. Like, once you get to the point, and let's just live in a world where we assume that the Bears continue to have big success, that the sports world views Ben Johnson as some kind of football icon. He's just the next Bill Belichick in waiting. Now, you know, just the winning and success part of Bill Belichick, not the other stuff. If he's just like that next guy, the next great football coach, who knows, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, decade from now, if Ben Johnson is hailed as one of the great coaches in the game, good, better, best is going to be a huge part of that. But if I, just from a marketing perspective, had a moment to advise Ben Johnson and whoever else in his space, in his orbit, might be a part of how this thing could grow and become some sort of enhanced opportunity, I might say, hey, at a certain point, when your social media team is putting stuff out, maybe even if there's other folks in your orbit who might have some gear that becomes associated with you, maybe not every single line, maybe not good, better, best, never let it rest till you're good, it's better, better. There's a lot of extra there. Just give me the main course.
Doing better, Ben!
That's all I need, Ben. That's all I need from you. Now, as of today, I think the full spiel makes sense. Just to give everyone the full scope of what this is, and he's told the story of where it came from, like in youth football and his dad and everything else. And it's great to know that as far as kind of the origin story of Good, Better, Best. But it's kind of like when you get a movie trilogy. At a certain point, when you get to the sequel and you get to the third movie, you already know what the brand is. You already know what the main character's name is. You already know the full name of the movie. Like all these new Jurassic World movies that came out, we still call them Jurassic Park. All these different Star Wars sagas that came out in different names and with different main characters, it's all still Star Wars. So at a certain point, it's going to make sense for all this other stuff, all the other words, all the other side dishes and everything that's associated with this. All we're going to need is those three words. Oh, I thought you was with me, Sean. There we go. I thought you were right there with me, Sean. I was just waiting for it. I didn't call for it again. But that's just my thought, my unsolicited opinion. I'm going to solicit the opinion of one of the best in the business here, Eric at Home of NFL.com. He'll join me not only for a picture of where things sit with the Chicago Bears, but the NFL as a whole. We'll do that next on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.